Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup, 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 pup. Okay.
KUTX.
All right, let me collect my thoughts here. I'm back in the KUTX studios. This is Aaron Brown, and I'm with Utopia Fest. I'm the festival director, and I'm doing a My KUTX segment, which I'm extremely excited about. I have to kind of pinch myself every time I'm in here. I can't believe they let me do this. So the festival that we put on, Utopia Fest, is really something that came out of our love for music and our love for people. And it's a special thing. So when we look at the artists that we book for Utopia Fest, a lot of it has to do with music that we feel like brings people together, that inspires people, that kind of puts a good vibe out in the world. And the first band that I want to start off with is one of my favorites. A few years back, Father John Misty came onto the scene, and just really kind of floored me. And this song in particular kind of caught my attention. So let's start this off. Let's get warmed up with Father John Misty, Hollywood Forever, Cemetery Sings. Let's get warmed up here. Here we go with a little Father John Misty. That was Father John Misty, and he played Utopia Fest a couple of years ago. And one thing that was really interesting, it was making me think as I was listening to that song, I actually had to go pick him up at his cabin, which is on the Sabinal River, maybe 10 minutes from the fest out in Utopia, Texas, gorgeous countryside. And we were in the middle of a pretty heavy rain, which isn't untypical for Utopia Fest. We've had to deal with that. And I'm driving him in a little minivan towards the fest, and it's just monsoon rain going on. And I asked him, I said, are you excited about anyone else playing Utopia this year? And he's like, there's this guy, Benji Hughes, that I want to see this guy, Benji Hughes. I've heard a lot about him. I really like his vibe. And I was like, that's funny because Benji's cabin's actually right here. Why don't we stop in and say hi? And he's like, I don't know. I was like, come on, let's go. And so I take Father John Misty right next door and drop him off. And here's Benji Hughes standing in front of his cabin, introduce the two. A year later, I hear that Father John Misty just produced Benji Hughes' new album. So that's a nice little aside. But for right now, I want to go way back. And some of the guys that played Utopia Fest the very first year that I was involved with it, let's listen to some of our good friends, the Wheeler Brothers. And here's Under a Bridge. Those are our good friends, and I consider my brothers, the Wheeler Brothers. They're on a bit of a hiatus right now, doing various things out in the world, and hopefully one day those guys are going to reunite, get back down to Utopia for another. They were just kind of one of our family bands at Utopia Fest, played 2 or 3 years and just had a blast. When you do a music festival, you think back to the artists who really inspired you when you were young. And here's a band that I actually disliked more than anything for so long. One of my college roommates and good friends, Lenny Barshop, it was his favorite band or one of his favorite bands. He would always play them, and I just couldn't stand it. And then I saw them live in New York when I moved up there in 2000, and it just flipped a switch, and now I would consider them one of my top bands. And we had one of the members come out and play. One day we'll have the full band, but here's Ween with Your Party.
There were beverages laid out for the party. There were candy and spices and tri-colored pastas. The meat carved was drawn from succulent juices, served on platters of the purest gold. I was calm when we arrived at the party. I spoke with fervor, embracing the evening. My wife leaned over and she whispered, "I love you." I held her close and we danced. We had the best time at your party. The wife and I, thank you very much. We had the best time at your party.
This is Aaron Brown. I'm the Fest Director for Utopia Fest here with some of my friends with KUTX doing a My KUTX segment. And I want to tell you just a little bit about Utopia Fest because I think it's a special event. This will be our eighth year. It's September 29th through October 2nd in the gorgeous Hill Country, kind of a natural amphitheater in Utopia, Texas. It's about an hour and a half west of San Antonio, maybe 2.5-3 hours southwest of Austin. Just a gorgeous, gorgeous place. a very special piece of land. You find artifacts that are thousands of years old, so arrowheads and kind of, it just makes you think, it reminds you that, you know, the ground that we're walking on and where we live here in Central Texas is actually a very ancient place. There, if you open your eyes and you look around, you realize that we're not the first to celebrate and to live and to enjoy each other on this land. And I like thinking about that when I'm out in Utopia and when I'm camping out under the stars. And I'm so excited about this year. But right now, let's throw it back to one of our Utopia Fest family bands who's played several years and some of my best friends here in Austin. This is Fools from Wild Child. Let's check this out. That's Wild Child with Fools. And whenever those guys play at Utopia Fest, it's a special kind of vibe that they create. I think last year, some friends of ours actually got married at the festival and then had their first dance on stage to one of Wild Child's songs. And I swear there wasn't a dry eye in the audience. And that's the kind of fest that we try to put on. It's a very family-friendly experience. We've just really managed to create a vibe and an experience that I can't say that I've found at any other festival in the world, really. And I've been to two dozen festivals. Here is a band that played a couple of years ago, and their music, you know, we like to let people discover things that they might not normally experience. And of course, we have an amazing music scene here in Austin. We appreciate it. We value it. We try to bring in as much of that Austin scene as possible, but then we mix it with an international and a national scene of musicians and music that people might not have even heard of. And this is a band that I think everyone should discover. Their music is insanely good. It's It's called Hooray for Earth. They're out of Brooklyn. Here's their song, True Loves. Was Hooray for Earth with True Loves. They're out of New York City. This is Aaron Brown with Utopia Fest, and this is my KUTX. I'm just thinking forward. Utopia Fest is September the 29th through October 2nd. It's going to be a really nice time of year to be out in the hill country camping. You know, we've had it when it's a little bit warm, we've had it when it's a little bit rainy. Whatever the weather, it works, and people come together and have an amazing time, but we're always striving to put it right in the sweet spot where the weather's perfect, the stars are out, you know, you can stay up all night doing your silent disco, really rock out with your friends and family during the day. But one thing I think most people need to understand about Utopia Fest is we really focus on the audience experience and the things that we want in a musical experience are the things that we focus on. So we have a capped audience. It's a BYOB policy. No one's selling alcoholic beverages out there. You bring your own, and it's there's no musical overlap, which I think is a huge part of what we do. We really respect artists. And when a band is playing out there, I don't want people to have to decide between, you know, this stage or that stage, or I'm going to have to miss this much of this band's set to go see this other band Every band plays to the entire audience, and when they're done, it switches over to the next stage and it's their turn. Here is a band that is playing this year, and they have absolutely just busted the door down. I know KUTX has been playing them a whole lot, and for good reason. Town the Get Down, Stay Down. This is going to be an exciting live show. I haven't seen anything else quite like it. Let's listen to their new track, Astonished Man.
That gets to decide, I need a decision.
All right, that was Town the Get Down, Stay Down, playing Utopia Fest September 29th through October 2nd, coming up in just a couple of weeks. Really hoping we see all you guys out there. The fest happens on the Four Sisters Ranch. It's a ranch that's been in Travis Sutherland's family for over 100 years. It's about 1,500 acres in this stunning kind of hill country amphitheater surrounded by hills. It's really just a gorgeous, very special place. And, you know, we had White Denim play probably 4 or 5 years ago. This is our 8th year. So we've been doing this for a while now. And I feel like we've really got it kind of dialed in. We know the ingredients. We know what it takes to create kind of a different music community experience out there. Main thing is you got to cap the audience. You can't have it be crowded. You can't have people feeling like they're being taken advantage of financially or anything like that. We try to be very fair. And So White Denim played 4 or 5 years ago, and they played probably at about 4 p.m. in the afternoon. During their set, we flew a plane over the audience and dropped about 1,000 Utopia Fest panties. It's become kind of an annual event for us. We call it the panty drop. We'll drop, you know, t-shirts and other things, but it was inspired on a very fun late night evening while we were putting the fest together on the stage, coming up with ideas of what we could do. But this year, White Denim will be back. And they're going to play a late night set. We're going to give them a prime spot. So let's listen to their song, Shake, 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 White Denim.
You are a
So that was White Denim with Shake, 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 playing Utopia Fest September 29th through October 2nd out in the gorgeous hill country of Utopia, Texas. I'm Aaron Brown. I'm the festival director. I fell into being the festival director. Travis Sutherland had put on Utopia Fest pretty much single-handedly with the help of some of his friends and family, but it was really his own initiative, and created something pretty special out in the hills of Utopia. And, you know, when my brother Jamie and I went out there and saw a full moon rise over the stage that they had built on the property, it just kind of gave us chills. And we looked around and just said, man, this is something different. This is something special. And we want to be a part of it. And after that, we partnered up with Travis. And our goal with the fest is really to create the most intimate, high quality musical experience, community experience out there. And I think we're getting pretty close to realizing what that dream was years and years ago. It's been a lot of hard work. For anyone who's ever wondered what it's like to put on a music festival, especially a camping music festival, it is extremely difficult. And the rewards are very, very high. It makes me feel good when I see people dancing out under the stars and coming together. And you get to bring bands in that you grew up listening to, and Morphine is a band that has gone through some pretty major changes over the last several years. The lead singer, Mark Sandman, actually died on stage in Italy years and years ago. The band has come back together, and they have a new singer, and it's absolutely amazing. They're called The Vapors of Morphine. So they're coming out this year. I can't believe it. So in honor of Morphine and Mark Sandman, here is I Know You by Morphine.
Give me a kiss, hello, goodbye. What's the difference? Just in everything you say with a smile. Wave goodbye, hello. There's a look in your eye. Forwards, backwards, back it down the drive. Curtains in the window, wave goodbye. Curtains in the window, wave goodbye. Hello. There's a look in your eye and your crazy smile. Oh, I know you and you know me too. I know everything that you're gonna do. I know you and you know me too. I know everything that you're going through. I know you. I know everything that you're going through. I know you and you know me. And I know you, you know me. And I know you. Give me an invitation, I'll be there. Unless of course I got to be somewhere. Give me your wish list, let's shake hands. If you don't like it, you can have your money back.
That was Morphine with I Know You. That's a band that, again, one of my top bands of all time. And sometimes I got to pinch myself, the fact that we put on a music festival where you can reach out to these bands and actually get them out into the hills of Utopia, Texas to play in front of a capped audience of 2,000 people. For those of you familiar with Stubbs here in Austin, an outdoor Stubbs show is about 2,000 people sold out. Now imagine 2,000 people, that outdoor stub show, spread out in a field in a valley the size of Zilker Park, okay? And you start to get a sense of just how free and how easy Utopia Fest is, and that's really what we wanted to create, a sense of freedom. You don't feel like you're getting hassled and pressured and standing in line, and if you have to go to the bathroom, you're going to have to wait 45 minutes and then fight your way through a crowd. That's not our style. It's not our vibe. We want everyone to come out there, kids, parents, family, friends. It doesn't matter. This is the type of place that everyone can feel comfortable. And it's not a folk festival. It's not really a rock festival. We describe it as where the hipsters meet the hippies with a splash of country and a splash of hip hop. And then with bands like this, you get a splash of something fresh and new. This is Holiday Mountain with Bump That Bass. Check this out.
About you way too many times. How do you do what you do with your eyes? Tonight I'm going out, I'm getting high. To my surprise, I see you in my sight. How do you do what you do with your eyes? In the crowded fire, I can see you from afar. Don't know what say, but I'm walking your way. People come and go, and an open door can close. Don't know what I will say, but I'm walking your way. Like, don't give up where we might end up. Let's just get turned up. Can't do that, bitch, enough.
That's Holiday Mountain with Bump That Bass off their brand new album, Shia. It's actually a really interesting album inspired by Shia LaBeouf. And you can only imagine what that sounds like when you create a piece of art inspired by an artist that is so out there. But I promise you, it is definitely worth a listen. Shia is the album, Holiday Mountain is the band, and that was Bump That Bass, one of the heaviest bass tracks I've heard in quite a while. I'm really into it. This is Aaron Brown with Utopia Fest, and this is my KUTX. Like I said, Utopia Fest is a mix of all kinds of music. You go from everything, hip-hop, we got some jam, we got some funk, some soul, and we mix the Austin scene with the international, national scene. We bring in bands from all over the world. It doesn't matter. Our criteria is, does this band destroy live? Is it an experience that people will remember forever? Does it make you feel good? Is it inclusive? Is it a positive experience? Is it family friendly for the most part, which most of our stuff is, most of it. But here's a band right here out of Austin, Texas. It's what I would describe as just punk grass, bluegrass, slam grass. this is one of the best live bands you're going to see in Austin. And with Gimme All Your Lovin', here we go with Whiskey Shivers. That was Whiskey Shivers with Gimme All Your Lovin', playing Utopia Fest September 29th through October 2nd in absolutely gorgeous Utopia, Texas. It's a place, it's a real place. Utopia is in Texas, and it really does live up to its name. Imagine Mount Bunnell on steroids everywhere, cut with these emerald rivers. You got the Sabinal River, you've got the Frio River. Utopia is nestled between Garner State Park, Lost Maples. It's just, it's hard to describe unless you get out there. And it's really probably one of the most underrated areas here in Texas. Just stunning beauty, very sparse. You're not near any major metropolitan areas. So when you get out there, you really are on somewhat of like a hill country island. And the fest really feels like that. Everyone's out there together. They're camping or staying in cabins in the area. You're going swimming during the day. You're doing activities, mountain bike rides. You're doing fossil hunts for the kids. At night, there's silent disco. It's just, it's a really fun weekend. I hope you guys actually get out there this year, September 29th through October 2nd. And when I think back to some of the highlights of Utopia Fest and some of the artists that really make us understand why we do this festival, you can't ignore the likes of Charles Bradley. He's been out there 2 years. Here is his song, The World. And I think it's a message to a lot of us right now who are caring individuals who think a lot about the direction things are going and how we can proactively do things to make this world a better place. Let's listen to one of my favorites, Charles Bradley.
Nobody
when you listen to a guy like Charles Bradley, it warms the soul, it warms the heart. It always reminds me why we do a festival like Utopia Fest. And I think it's important for people to understand, if you haven't been to Utopia Fest, there's a part of me that doesn't like calling it a music festival. I think there's a lot of perceptions that people have. If you've gone to music festivals, if you've experienced them, there are some aspects to a festival, the check-in process, the being patted down, the waiting in huge lines, the feeling claustrophobic. We designed Utopia Fest a little bit differently. You know, creating an experience, creating memories for people that you will never forget. We look to Woodstock, we look to Newport. Those are the festivals that inspire us. People don't look back at those festivals and say, wow, you know, they had so many bands, or wow, it was just so much good food. They look back at that and they talk about the feeling it gave them, the moments that they experienced. And that's what Utopia is really all about. It's an inclusive place. It's a free place. And we hope you all come out and join us on September 29th through October 2nd, Utopia, Texas. I want to leave you guys with our headliner for this year. It's been 5 years in the making. This is what happens. We try to get a band. It doesn't happen for years and years and years and years. And then you end up writing a little letter directly to the band, and you say, hey, if you guys want to headline Utopia Fest, here's what it's going to look like. And I sent them a bunch of pictures. I showed them the audience. I showed them some videos. I showed them the rivers they're going to be swimming in and the stage they're going to be playing in the middle of this beautiful natural hill country amphitheater. And lo and behold, they said, we're in. So means a lot, Rat-a-tat. Let's check this out. Loud Pipes headlining Utopia Fest 2016. It's our 8th annual Utopia Fest, September 29th through October 2nd. Utopiafest.com. We still have tickets. Come and join us. Ask a friend. If you haven't been, you're invited. If you've been, bring your friends. Let's do it, guys. I'm excited. This is Aaron, Festival Director for Utopia Fest. I love KUTX and I love all you guys. Here's Rat-a-tat, Loud Pipes.